Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
An interesting conversation that we're going to shift into at the moment, which largely stems from the elements instituted by the pandemic and the subsequent lockdown. But according to research that's being conducted by Brand's Eye 2021, the SA Insurance Sentiment Index reveals that we actually have seen a rise in business interruption claims in South Africa. Now, you might recall that this really comes on the back of businesses who were unable to operate given the lockdown pressures. And at the time, many insurance companies said, hold on, you can't actually claim for business interruption because it's COVID-19 hasn't interrupted your operations. It's the subsequent lockdown that was implemented that interrupted your business operations. But we've seen there has been a back and forth in terms of court claims and concerns there. But to help us unpack this and really get some clarity on this particular issue, we joined on the line by Nick Ray. He's the CEO of Brand's Eye. Nick, welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thanks, Gugu. Thanks very much for having me on.
Indeed. Nick, I guess let's take a step-by-step approach before we really deep dive into some of the figures and the insights from the report. First things first, I guess, give us some clarity and a reminder of business interruption, that in particular term when used within the world in the realm of insurance, and how it really came to the fore last year at the height of the pandemic.
Yeah, thanks, Gugu. Just as a bit of background, our study really looks to try and understand feedback from customers and consumers aimed at their insurance provider. And we looked at all of the feedback provided by South Africans on social media and looked at the 15 largest insurance brands and from a full year's worth of conversation. So we found over 500,000 individual posts from consumers talking about the insurer. So there was a lot of conversation. And then what we look to do is try and understand what's driving that from a sentiment perspective, but also the specific topics driving complaint or praise. And of course, business interruption insurance was a major topic in the year in question. And of course, certain brands were very much caught up in that. And it was, by and large, negative. As many customers as well as members of the public felt that the decision to either delay or not pay out business interruption claims was unfair, and that ultimately led to the court activities and then concessions from the insurers to ultimately pay out the insurance.
I think let's take two steps back there. You mentioned that there were about 500,000 comments and complaints or compliments about insurance at the time last year. How does this fare to how people usually comment and talk about insurance? It's usually not a common subject, right? Specifically on social media platforms.
Well, you'd be surprised. You know, most of the insurance brands are getting somewhere between 10 and 20,000 posts about them every month. So there is actually quite a lot of engagement. But certainly the year in question, which was from April last year through to March this year, saw above average activity, both in terms of consumer conversation on social media, but also in terms of claims volumes and engagements for customer service and queries and support. We had many vulnerable customers who were relying on their insurance to help them through this period. And of course, with COVID interrupting call center activities, shutting down branches and so on, many of those customers ultimately ended up on digital channels like Twitter and Facebook looking for help.
Quite interesting. And I guess more South Africans actually being quite vocal on social media. Is that an interesting trend that you often witness as well at Brand's Eye?
Yes, absolutely. We're seeing more and more consumers using social media for customer service, but also to try prioritize or get brands to take their questions or queries more seriously. Many of the people who engage with a brand on social media has tried to reach out or find customer service in other more traditional channels, perhaps the branch or the call center. And when they haven't managed to get help there, or it's taken a long time, or their call's been dropped, they often then revert to a public channel like Twitter or Facebook to try, in a way, shame the brand into getting involved with their query and to prioritize what they are talking about.
Makes sense. And I want us to get into that in just a moment, just to, I guess, unpack the client relationship dynamics, right? It almost seems as though we as clients, we as social media users, tend to leverage on that power of having a public platform to say, hold on, I'm going to call you out and you out for this bad client and customer treatment. But before we get there, going further into the results of what you unpacked regarding sentiment towards South Africa's major insurance companies, as you mentioned, business interruption claims became a key focus last year. has this dissipated, or is it the first time that we've seen this particular topic be this prevalent in the local market?
It's definitely the first time that Basilisk interruption insurance has been so well talked about and engaged with by South Africans. I don't think it was really a category of insurance that most of the public knew much about before the COVID pandemic came and took us all by surprise. But it has been a major driver of conversation this year. But other products that have been in the kind of conversation space has been funeral policies. Of course, it's been really a very sad number of death and loss in this year. And of course, many folk have been trying to claim on their insurance cover to help with funeral expenses. And then, of course, car insurance has been another topical issue as people have been working remotely, using their car less and expecting insurers to reduce their premiums accordingly.
Very valid point there, because we have seen that come up quite significantly. I'm keen to also understand if there were also, are there any flare-ups specifically related to personalities perhaps who might be linked to some insurance brands?
Yes, certainly. One of the biggest stories, in fact, the biggest story by volume in terms of the amount of posts and engagements, was the decision by OUTsurance to end their contract with their brand ambassador with regard to their alleged extramarital activity. And that was by far the most engaged and talked about topic in the year. And we saw very high volumes of conversation, both from consumers, but also influencers, and of course, spurred on by the media.
You're quite right. And South Africans having very strong opinions about that. I guess if we had to take a litmus test, right, or monitor the sentiment, are we finding that the relationship that South African consumers have with the insurance companies is changing for better or for worse? Where are we?
That's a broad and probably quite difficult question to answer from the data. Mm-hmm. I do think the nature of the conversation is changing, and of course has been accelerated by the pandemic. I think we have more vulnerable customers who have higher expectations from their insurer, but we also have a new regulatory environment. So there's a new customer outcome standard being put in place by the financial services regulator that requires all insurers to treat all complaints, whether it's on social media or via email or the branch, seriously, and to report on fairness-based outcomes to the regulators. So we've seen both from a regulation side, a more onus on a better and fairer customer experience, but also I think customers who are having the expectations set from the experiences in the banking and the telco space, as well as with brands like Uber and Netflix, all of those expectations have been passed over to the insurance industry. And I do think we have customers who are expecting better service, faster and speedier outcomes, and overall a slicker customer experience.
I can just imagine, given the various reports that you conduct, Nick, the insight that your team is able to deliver, have we seen that following the many observation that BrandsEye has undertaken, that essentially social media has offered customers and clients the power to hold big entities to account?
Absolutely. There's a number of stories, everything from, if we look back a few years, the Gannis case that kind of rocked Momentum's world, all the way through to the corpse incident with Old Mutual. All of those things played out on social media. And I think it's very much today that almost the court of public opinion, and brands have had to take it far more seriously. It's no longer just a place for positive outbound communication. It's a place where customers are asking for service. They're looking to begin sales journeys. They're looking to cancel their policies. And they're also looking to hold insurers to account. So out of interest, we've seen a growing trend in claims of discrimination from customers aimed at insurers, which is something we've seen in the retail banking space for a number of years, but it's growing and growing in the insurance sector as well.
What's beautiful about what you do is that not only do you monitor these insights, not only do you analyze the data, but you also help empower corporates to actually walk on this client journey or customer engagement differently. Tell us a little bit more, if you can, about certain experiences and I guess how corporates in South Africa are open to receiving feedback about improving their customer relations.
I think across the board, Drugu, we're seeing a shift of having a more customer-centric insurer and a more customer-centric bank, mm-hmm. where they are thinking about designing their products and their services and how they engage with their customers in a way that suits the customer. And that comes everything down to the channel of choice, you know, shifting towards more digitally orientated channels and more text-based channels as opposed to voice, but also in terms of how they design their products. So creating a lot more flexibility around the ability to switch or to cancel easily, and also to adapt to consumer circumstances. So, for example, if you're not using your car, you should be expected to reduce premium. Uh-huh. So I think we're seeing that digitization across the industry, and ultimately I think that's delivering better outcomes. Mm. And we're certainly seeing that from the insurers where, as you mentioned up front, we actually see almost as much praise aimed at an insurer in this year's study as there was complaint.
That's quite interesting, eh? The South African market is very interesting and, I guess, complex and dynamic. And I guess to build up on that particular point, I'm keen to understand if this has been, a tumultuous journey then for entities and even entrepreneurs who are starting to walk and implement right in their strategies, primarily because the needs of South Africans change so often, the feedback is so diverse, but yet there are opportunities that one can explore if you have a solid community and are able to extract the right data to understand how to improve on your customer service.
I couldn't agree with that more. I think the ability to listen in real time and adapt your strategies, both from a marketing and communications perspective, but also from a product design and service perspective, is critical. And having that kind of real-time voice of customer helps the insurers, and in fact, any of the big corporates, whether it's a bank or a telco, move quicker to respond better to customer interest and complaint, and ultimately deliver a better service. So I do think we've seen that across the board in the insurance industry, but particularly those that are more digitized and perhaps don't have a broker in the mix are able to respond a lot faster.
You're quite right. I'm not too sure if Brandseye has any exposure to the rest of the continent, but I'm keen to understand how our customer relations journey in comparison to our international peers actually fares.
This isn't really within the scope of the study, but I can certainly give you my personal take on it.
Sure.
We've done similar studies in banking across the continent, and I would say that South Africa is quite progressive in terms of both its digitization as well as its customer orientation relative to other insurance and banking brands in Africa. And actually at a global level, our adoption of an outcomes-based market conduct legislation is very progressive. And having the regulator being so innovative in how they're thinking about protecting consumer rights, we're one of a few markets in the world where we've seen that early adoption of an outcomes-based framework. And so I do actually think relative to the international markets, South Africa is quite progressive. And we should start seeing that play out in the customer's world as they get fairer pricing and better outcomes.
This is quite fantastic, and I'm really keen to deep dive into more here, Nick, because you really do run a very capable institution which shows us about the power of data. And as you say, when you work together with these big brands, that's where we're able to find, I guess, the sweet spot in terms of conversations that need to take place with customers and clients, increasing the value that they get out of these major brands, and of course making these brands way more competitive within the South African environment. I do see that for many South Africans who are keen to unpack more about the SA Insurance Consumer Index. This is available for download on your website, brandseye.com, and of course gives us some insight, a partnership between PwC and Brandseye for the South African Insurance Sentiment Index, to give us some insight into the sentiment really within the local environment. Nick, such a pleasure having you with us this evening.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on, Google.
Indeed. And I want to hold you to this. I guess in future, I'm quite keen to understand the skill set that's required to participate in a company like Brandseye, because we hear data, and data analytics is certainly the way of the future.
Yeah, well, I'm very, very happy to come back and talk more about it. Yeah, just invite me and I'll be there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Nick. Really appreciate your time this evening and taking the opportunity to guide us through the SA Insurance Consumer Index, but also unpacking, I guess, the changing environment and climate where social media has given customers and clients a greater platform to share their comments, compliments, disgruntlement, and alter the customer experience that we have in South Africa with major brands and institutions, primarily within the financial services space. A big thank you to our guest, Nick Ray, the CEO of Brandseye.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.